What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Japan Top 10. This is episode 406, Japan Top 10 Cultures, number 28. And today with me, I have Tassie.
Hi, everybody.
And my name is Lydia, and we have a very special episode because we're going to be talking about visiting a Japanese company. Japan Top 10.
We've been talking about this for a very long time.
I know, because we both miss the Japanese convenience stores, and we're just so excited to just like talk about it. And
yeah, I think our maybe it was like our first or second episode we did together, we started talking about konbini in one of the episodes. I forgot which episode it was, but we were like, oh, let's name drop this topic to our manager Jack, and luckily he fulfilled our desires of talking about this.
Thank you, Jack. Well, to give you guys a sneak peek in what we're going to talk about today, we're just going to cover the three major convenience store giants of Japan, which include 7-Eleven, Family Mart, and Lawson's. And you guys are going to learn all about the history, the foods and drinks, and maybe me and Tassie's favorite kind of products, as well as their latest business expansions to find new ways to connect to customers. So hope you guys enjoy this episode.
Yeah, so without further ado, let's start.
Let's go. Ikimashou.
Okay, so our first topic is convenience store chains in Japan, like how Lydia was mentioning earlier. So for little context about the convenience store in Japan, konbini, how the Japanese say it, is that there are one-stop shops for foods and drinks, toiletries and other household items, tobacco and alcohol, banking, event tickets, printing, postal service can also be done at a konbini. As of July 2020, there are over 58,000 convenience stores nationwide. Many stores operate for 24 hours per day and offer free Wi-Fi and a dining area.
The atmosphere of these convenience stores are very familiar and comforting to locals. The novel Convenience Store Woman, Konbini Ningen by Sayaka Murata, is about her experience working part-time at a convenience store, and this book sold over 1.5 million copies in Japan. Side note, I read that book. It's actually very interesting. Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, it's a very good... an easy way to get into kind of the culture of convenience stores, I think, for that novel. But anywho, Tassie, carry on.
Anywho, in the era of the COVID-19, while sales initially dipped last year due to the decrease in commuters, convenience stores adapted by introducing enhanced safety precautions and greater frozen food selections.
So in today's episodes, you're going to learn about the three major convenience store chains, which we talked about earlier, 7-Eleven, Lawson, and Family Mart. And we're also going to cover the range of food and drinks available at the store and some of the unique services that each company provides.
Okie dokie, the first convenience store we're going to talk about is 7-Eleven. According to our statistics, the number of domestic stores are around 21,210 stores in Japan. Colloquially, the Japanese call 7-Eleven as Sebun, and it is the number one convenience store chain in Japan by number of stores. 7-Eleven has 71,100 stores in 17 countries as of July 2020. The 7-Eleven Japan company generated 4.87 trillion Japanese yen, which is roughly around 43.6 billion USD in sales of 2020.
Oh my god, that's amazing. 7-Eleven is my favorite convenience store.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. That's quite interesting. I'll talk about my favorites later.
Okay, let's go dive into the history of the 7-Eleven. So 7-Eleven was founded in 1927 in Dallas, Texas. So it's not actually founded in Japan. It was originally founded under the Southland Ice Company under Joe C. Thomas. An employee suggested that the company begin selling household staples like bread and milk in addition to ice, and eventually 7-Eleven was born. 70% of the company was acquired by Japanese affiliate Ito-Yokado in 1991, and it became a wholly owned subsidiary of what it is now called 7-N1 Holdings Co., Limited in 2005, and the headquarters are located in Chiyoda, Tokyo.
Oh, yeah, that's what I thought, that it was like the 7-Eleven brand is born in America. Huh, okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I'm surprised that it's like the parent company is now a Japanese company. It's kind of interesting.
Well, it's the same thing as the 7-Eleven in Thailand. It's owned by a company, the biggest company in Thailand, which is CP. They do a lot of frozen foods. So they own the Thai version of 7-Eleven.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, next, 7-Eleven is known for its high numbers of stores nationwide, branded vending machines, services such as catering, printing, banking, and event ticketing, and collaborations with films and local attractions. Most recently, BTS stickers, Tokyo Revenger posters, and the chain's catchphrase is 7-Eleven, I kibun, which means feel good.
All right, so we have to give some love to the other two major giants in the market. And the second biggest convenience store chain in Japan is called Family Mart. There's around 16,645 stores right now. And colloquially, it's known as Famima. And it was founded in Sayama, Saitama Prefecture in 1973. Family Mart operates in seven other countries in Asia with over 24,000 stores, and its catchphrase is Anata to Konbini, which means at your convenience.
Ah, okay, before I do the next fact,
yep.
Family Mart is my second favorite.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that really. Yeah. So we're going like in the order of your listing. I like Family Mart too, but I feel like there's nothing special that pops up. I'll talk about this more later.
I'll talk about it later too.
All right, let's go.
As of 2020, its parent company is Itochu, which has given Family Mart access to a wide variety of frozen food products. Family Mart has adopted solar power technology in some stores since 2004. The company has also adopted automatic cashier stations since 2006.
Family Mart is known for its crispy fried chicken brand, Famichiki, which is sold at the hot counter. In 2017, the company revealed the mascot for its Famichiki brand, a 29-year-old employee of 11 years at Family Mart. He lives with his mother and enjoys collecting anime figurines, which some customers have commented is overflowing with realism.
I love it.
It's so specific. I did not know that.
Lastly, Family Mart is also known for its distinctive doorbell melody, Melody Chime No. 1, Daisei Kyo, developed by Panasonic.
Oh.
I hope I listened to it.
It's like, na 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 na.
Yes! This is what...
when you enter the store and just like...
I'm having flashbacks. Flashbacks, oh my God. Tell ya.
Oh yeah, like this is going to be a tough episode to get through, honestly, because I'm just like, my mind is distracted by all the different food that I ate at all these convenience.
I have like all these convenience stores all have like strong connection to my memories of living in Japan. So like I can like pinpoint what I like for each convenience store.
Oh, okay, we're gonna get into that. Like, definitely, we'll find it out which one's the best one.
Okay.
But we have to introduce to the listeners the last major giant in the convenience store chain.
Okie dokie. Our last convenience store is Lawson. As for now, domestically in Japan, there are 14,476 stores. Lawson's is Japan's third largest convenience store chain. Like 7-Eleven, Lawson originated in the United States, which I did not know, and was founded by dairy farmer James J.J. Lawson in Ohio in 1939. What a thunk!
Because...
Anywho, while Lawson's has undergone several mergers and acquisitions over the years, including with other popular brands, Sara Lee, Dairy Mart, Circle K, and Canada's Couche-Tard Max, Lawson's establishment in Japan began when its parent company, Consolidated, signed an agreement with the Daiei Inc., the Kobe-based supermarket chain, in 1974. The first store was opened in Sakurazuka, Toyonaka, Osaka Prefecture, in 1975. Outside of Japan, Lawson's can be found in China, Indonesia, Thailand, the Philippines, and Hawaii in the United States, with plans for further expansion into the mainland U.S. over the coming years.
Oh my god, that's exciting!
Yeah, but hopefully it's going to be like how it is in Japan, because if not, I'm going to be fighting.
Yeah, because like the 7-Eleven here in North America is completely different than the one in Japan. So I don't know if how that's going to go.
You know what? Let me change what I think. Okay, Lawson's and Family Mart are in the same rank for me.
Oh, so they're both number one, I guess.
Okay.
wait. So you're saying that your favorite convenience store isn't on this list?
No. I don't know. Maybe the more I talk about it, I'll have a conclusion, but for now, it's Family Mart or Lawson.
Okay. By the end of this episode, we will decide. We'll determine what Tassie truly likes.
Yes.
Okay. Let's just give a little more tidbits of facts to the listeners. So Lawson has several themed stores in addition to its regular convenience stores, including Natural Lawson and Lawson Store 100. Natural Lawson focuses on providing fresh, frozen, and shelf-stable organic and vegetarian products. Lawson Store 100 functions as a dollar store for food and household products, with each item costing 100 yen plus tax, which is about 90 cents USD.
Like Family Mart, Lawson's is known for its own brand of fried chicken known as Karage-kun, Mr. Fried Chicken, featuring a robot chicken mascot, and sells 20 billion pieces per year.
Oh my goodness. That's all I have to say. Lawson's motto is Machi no Hotto Station, which means the town station to relax. In 2020, the animation company Studio Ghibli released an animated short film under the same name promoting the store. Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. And you'll know why later on.
Okay.
Okay, for me, I feel like Family Mart is so nostalgic to me because my share house that I was living at, the closest convenience store was a Family Mart. But in the station of the town I lived at, there was also a Lawson's and a 7-Eleven. But the Lawson's was easier for me to go to versus the 7-Eleven.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I frequented both of them the most compared to a 7-Eleven.
That's the same thing for me. The closest location was a 7-Eleven, which is why I went there the most. But I went to Lawson and Family Mart for different reasons.
Yes.
Because I think the thing in Japan is convenience stores are very convenient. Like, you walk around the block, there's a convenience store. You walk another two blocks, there's another convenience store.
That's true. Maybe we're over-convenienced back in the day.
What kind of word is that? Oh, that's so funny, but that's true. Alright, we'll get into the food and, you know, the products and what we enjoyed there later, but let's give a shout out to the first song of the episode, which is Shuri's Kimi wa Konbini, You at the Convenience Store from August 2021. Japan Top 10!
Shuri is a 20-year-old singer, actress, and model from Fukuoka.
She began her debut in 2017 when she performed her first concert and became the host of her own radio show, Shuri Uchida's All Night Nippon, and achieved her first solo and sold-out concert all in the same year.
She's inspired by Billie Eilish, Lexi Liu, and house music.
Kimi wa Konbini is from her second EP Hard Spray, which was released in August 2021.
The song references several items you can purchase at a convenience store, such as fried chicken, Shonen Jump magazine, pan au chocolat, and cod roe rice balls.
This is a very funky song.
Yeah, for some reason I thought it was a song that was...
Wait, it's
like
2021, I think.
Oh, was it 2021?
Or I'm choosing...
Yeah, it was... Oh, yeah, you're right. 2021. Sorry about that. But, yeah,
I was like, are we living in 2022 now? I'm so scared for a moment.
I'm so sorry.
No worries.
Yeah, but anywho, For some reason, it gave off more of like a retro vibe.
Yes!
Right? So it didn't really seem like a song that was produced for this era, but I dig it.
Yeah, because it has like the karaoke feels with like the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And then it looks very, I don't know the kind of filter they use, but it looks like a video you see in karaoke.
Yeah, it's like, let's see. The music video is like very 80s, but also 90s at the same time because mm-hmm. of the colorfulness of it. But yeah, there's like this vintage filter on to this like music video. Very cute.
I agree.
I like it.
And now we're going to go to probably Tassie and I's favorite topic. Food!
Yes! Food!
Convenience stores in Japan offer a range of hot bento, vacuum-sealed ready-made meals, frozen meals, hot counter, onigiri, desserts, and so much more.
Onigiri, or a rice ball, typically costs 100 to 300 yen, which is about like 90 cents to like almost $3 USD. And it comes in flavors such as tuna, salmon, bulgogi, cod roe, bonito flakes, curry, seafood, and chicken, making them a quick lunchtime option. Well, I'm already salivating just thinking.
Okay, yeah, like, quick question. What's your favorite flavor? Onigiri flavor.
Oh my goodness. Okay. My favorite is chake, so it's like salmon, but it also has to have ikura inside.
Oh.
Which is salmon roe. It's so good. And then if not, it's I also like umeboshi, which is...
Oh, that's a good one too.
Yeah, so pickled plums with chiso in it.
Oh, that's classic.
Yes, yes. And chiso is like a perillo leaf?
Yeah, I think it's a perillo leaf.
Mm-hmm.
I like kombu, which is the seaweed, like a seasoned seaweed.
Okay.
I think it's so interesting because you're outside... onigiri is like covered in seaweed, right? And the inside is also seaweed, so I think it's so
good. Oh my god, it's like
I just love it.
Okay, like for those who have never been to Japan, the onigiri in the convenience store is packaged so immaculately. Like when there's like, what's it called, seaweed or nori that's covered over it, you would think it would be soggy. But no, it's not soggy because the packaging that they do makes it as if every time you open it, the nori doesn't touch the rice yet. So it's like when you finally unwrap the thing, it's like perfect and crisp.
Yes, because it's like the packaging is key because it's like all plastic and it's just you just pull a portion out of it and you just it's like genius packaging.
It's genius. And it's like nobody can mess this up unless you're not paying attention because there's numbers on the actual packaging. And then
agreed.
It's so good. Anyway.
Yeah, okay. We need to talk about some of the other food. But if you don't like onigiri, or maybe if you prefer bread, you can also find cold sandwiches, steamed stuffed buns at the hot counter, also known as man. And it has different flavors, such as sweet red bean, anman, pizza man, pork, which is nikuman, and vegetable, yasaiman. You can also find fried chicken, which is karage, grilled chicken, yakitori, chicken meatballs, tsukune, beef hot dogs, fish cake soup, oden, at the hot counter.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. The mans, man. The mons.
The mons.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. My favorite is the pizza mon and the nikuman. Oh my god, I can't. Okay, wait, I have to pick. Okay, nikuman because it's classic, but like, if I'm like missing the hot pot, not hot pot, the hot pocket feel, like a calzone type of situation.
Then it's the Japanese hot pocket.
Then it's the pizza man.
That's so cute. Actually, I never really had the buns, like the same buns.
Oh, really?
I think I always just had karage or oden. Yeah, that's what I went for. Oh, my favorite oden is like, there's like a tofu skin and it has a mochi inside. Like,
yes.
I don't know what that's called. I forgot.
I don't know what it calls either, but okay. For those who've never been to Japan, when you like walk in, right, the oden, which is the soup that we're talking about, is always placed in front of the cash register. And it's always heated perfectly.
So dangerous.
And then you see the skewers in the broth. And then there's like packaging of like a paper bowl. And then there's like a ladle and everything. You pick which ones you want. You ladle the soup in. And then you pay it. And you get like hot mustard of some sorts. And then you call it a day. And it's like so cheap from what I remember.
So like, cheap.
So cheap. But for some reason, oden is one of the like the only foods that I see that people don't really gravitate to when they're at a convenience store. But it's like, it's great during the winter months.
Yeah, I agree. Great. It's like good during certain times of the year.
If those foods don't tickle your fancies of some sort, there are vacuum sealed products such as Quick Fix for dinner, as they are shelf stable and can be heated up on the stove. Dinners include charcoal grilled yakitori, chilled fried eggplant natsu no agebitashi, and Sichuan styled mapo tofu, which prices ranging from 200 to 500 yen, so roughly around $2 to $5 USD for one serving.
Those saved my life. Like, when you're too lazy to cook, you just grab one of those dinners.
Yes.
And they heat it up for you at the store.
This ain't no frozen dinner situation, honey. This is, like, food that they make daily. It's fresh.
Yeah.
And it's inexpensive. Like,
and it's hot.
And it's hot, too. Like, when you, like, sometimes they have, like, gratin. So, like, or, like, spaghetti or something like that. And then when you pay it at the convenience store cashier, he'll ask you, or he or she will ask you if you want it warmed up. And it's, like, perfect.
It's just so convenient. Or so as Tassie said, over-convenient.
They spoil, like, literally spoil the consumer when you go to the convenience store.
Yeah, and not only do they have food, they have like so many different drinks. So they offer things from coffee, tea, hot chocolate, and even alcohol. So you have sake, beer, wine, and a popular drink is also called Strong Zero, which is a carbonated citrus-flavored rice wine-based drink that contains about 9% alcohol. Do you have a favorite drink?
I usually gravitated to the teas because I like my teas unsweetened, and most of the tea selection in Japan is unsweetened already. So I gravitated those. And all, but like when if I did have like a soda here and there, it was always like the seasonality like Cokes. Like they would have Yeah, like they have like random like Coke flavors, like peach Coke and stuff like that. So I would always get really giddy seeing a new like flavor of Coke. But another thing, like, do you remember this? Like in Japan, where at convenience stores, when it's like during the winter months, they get the teas and they warm it up. Like there's like a section.
Yes.
So like, convenience stores, also vending machines, they do this as well. They have like bottled tea that I was talking about, but they will have a section where it's usually cool, refrigerated, but there's a section for warm tea, and they heat it for you for the winter months, and it's so good. Like, I always bought it, especially if I didn't have like a heat warmer in my like in my like jacket, and I will just have that, and I would be holding on to it on my hands. It's so warm. And of course, very good as well.
It's very good. Like, you can drink it too.
Yeah, you can drink it too.
I think, like, what's popular also there is, like, the canned coffees. Maybe it's more recent that they have it around in North America, but before they didn't really have, like, the canned kind of coffees they had. And I thought that was really interesting because there's so many different flavors and stuff of that.
Yeah, I'm not a coffee person, so I've never, like, had a canned coffee in Japan, but yeah, I know that like those cans get really hot in the heated section. So like some people, like there's like actually like signs to say like, oh, be careful of burning yourself.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. But anyways, at convenience stores during like special months such as Christmas and New Year's celebrations, convenience stores such as Lawson's, you are able to pre-order a box of fried chicken, which in Japan it's very common to have fried chicken during Christmas for some reason. But yes, you can pre-order fried chicken there. You can also pre-order strawberry shortcake and wine to take home. So 7-Eleven also announced its Osechi and Sake line for the upcoming New Year. Osechi is a boxed lunch enjoyed on New Year's Day since the Heian period, so around 794 to 1185. And it includes several dishes with symbolic meanings, such as shrimp for long life due to their bent waist and long beards, egg roulade for wealth, the egg white and egg yolk separated to represent silver and gold, and tazukuri for a good harvest, which is dried sardines in soy sauce. Tazukuri also means rice paddy maker, as fish were historically used to fertilize rice fields.
That's a lot to handle. I know that people go crazy for fried chicken during Christmas and stuff.
And shortcake.
And shortcake. It's like a staple. It's what, I guess, roast turkey is for Thanksgiving.
Did you do that when during your year of Japan? Because I don't think I did that. Because we ended up having like a dinner, like a potluck dinner at home.
I think we ordered, me and my friends ordered chicken or duck. I don't know.
Wow,
we had duck.
Duck.
Or we had some sort of bird for Christmas, I think. And then we had cake, of course.
Of course. You gotta have it.
they're so cute and they're so cheap, I think. I can't remember. But I think they were cheap.
I think so. It has to be. It's like an... But, like, I do know, like, people who don't pre-order these things, they fight for the fried chicken and the shortcake.
Oh, it's that competitive, eh?
Yeah, it's like a family staple type of thing.
Yeah, you gotta have that for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, moving on to my favorite part of the food topic. It's the desserts! Okay, so at the convenience stores, there's so many different types of desserts. You have Castella cakes, tiramisu, you have amitsu, which is a Meiji-era dessert made with red bean paste, fruit mochi, kantan jelly, and sweet syrup. And my favorite is actually the pudding, which is like a pudding made with egg. So like, I guess it's kind of similar to creme caramel. Or creme brulee without the brulee part.
It's like a flan.
Yes, a flan.
Okay, for me, I think that the best desserts you can get is usually from a Lawson's.
Agreed, 100%.
Yeah, because Lawson's, they take their seasonality of desserts very, very, like, high. Because, like, they have, like, I don't know if you remember this, but like most Lawson's, when you go in, there's like a ranking of which desserts sell well. And then, of course, usually the number one is always like sold out or something like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they do a really, really good job. Like, I remember having like a very fancy dessert of some sorts. What was it? I think it was like a chocolate lava cake or something.
And
I was just like, wow. Who would have ever thought that you can get a chocolate lava cake at a convenience store, right?
It's like you have so much variety and the price is so cheap.
Yes. Oh, now I remember. Like Lawson's, like for the seasonality, for example, during the summer, peaches are in season, right?
Right.
So a lot of their like desserts have peaches in it. And it's and fruit in Japan is very expensive. But like, because it's like so economical, I don't know, it just tastes really, really good.
So you're like, I can save money by having this dessert that has peaches. But yeah, I think 7-Eleven also has seasonal desserts as well. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, Lawson is just famous for their desserts.
It's that dairy, man. That dairy.
It's that dairy.
It's that dairy.
Oh, I almost forgot. I think at Lawson's, I almost always got the cream puffs or some sort of cream
puffs. Oh, yes. The cream puffs is like their number one selling dessert, from what I remembered. So they had like a brochure of like what you should get during like each month.
Oh my god, that's intense.
Yeah.
Serious business.
Yeah, they actually like, I remember like back in Japan, they would have like random food segments on TV, like the variety shows, and they will have like a food segment of the best ranking like Lawson desserts.
And oh, I would just watch. That's awesome.
Right? That's like capitalism
at its finest, but I gladly partake in it.
Yes. There's this, like, for me, my favorite thing to have, for you it's like the pudding, right? But mine particularly is the milk pudding.
Oh, the white one.
The white one, yes. I don't know why, it's just like, it's so good. And then it's like, the cheap one's good. There's even a premium version of it.
Yeah, there's so many different versions. Okay, let me tell you. I think that was really sad this 1 week. And for an entire week, all I did was eat pudding. And they even have like this 1 kilogram or 1 liter pudding. It's like extremely big. It's like
no
20
way.
Puddings in one.
Oh my god.
That for a meal.
That's a giga pudding right there.
Yeah, it's like giga pudding. But they're so good.
But if I do have the chance to go back to Japan, mm-hmm. I definitely would want a pudding.
Yes.
Like, especially late at night, where you're like, oh, what should I do? I think I need a pudding run. And then you just go to the convenience.
5 minutes, you go out, and then you come back with a pudding.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it's so dangerous. I think that's the reason why it's like, it's very hard to stay healthy, because there's so much good food, and it's just so convenient to walk over to a convenience store at the middle of the night.
It's so bad. But like, for me, in Japan, I didn't gain that much weight because of the culture of walking and biking everywhere. So I didn't mm-hmm. gain any. I know, like, of course, I probably ate a lot of, like, bad, unhealthy food for myself. But, like, I think I, like, countered it because of all the walking and running, right? And biking.
I think Japan has it figured out. You have great food, but you also have great exercise.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Anywho, let's stop talking about food and talk about our next song. And that next song is by Moku Menoki, and their song is Konbini Friend, or Convenient Friend, from February 27, 2021. Japan Top 10.
Sad.
Mokumenoki is a three-piece rock band based in Tokyo.
The members in Mokumenoki are Takuya, or Tama-chan, Tamami, who is vocals and bass, Yukimiki, the guitarist, and Takuya Mitsumoto, who plays the drums.
Their philosophy is to make their sound based on feelings that everyone feels in words that no one says.
Komini Friend was released on February 27, 2021 on their digital EP Shishiryo no Ai, or Lethal Dose of Love.
So the music video features the band performing inside a convenience store and tells the story of a young man who works at the convenience store and has an affair with a married male customer. What?
Very bad.
Wait, first, that's very shocking. But also, like, very shocking on two levels.
I didn't expect that we would have so many convenience store related songs in this
episode. It's actually amazing. And the song is very catchy, actually.
Yeah,
I like it.
It's like a... sounds like a shonen opening.
I could see that. If they had like a show of a convenience store, which they probably have a convenience store anime.
Most likely.
Oh, that reminds me. There's a convenience store drama that I have to recommend to everyone.
Oh.
It's called Kono Koe Atatamemasu ka? And it's about like the president of this convenience store. And he begins to work at like one of the convenience store chains. And he develops different types of desserts to kind of improve and increase the customers at his convenience store, and it's really cute.
Ooh.
Sorry, I just had to add that in because it's like it talks about desserts, which is our favorite thing, and talks about convenience stores, which is amazing. Yeah, there's a lot of convenience store things because convenience are very ingrained into Japanese culture and everyday, which makes sense.
Yeah, makes sense.
All right, we're going to move on to topic three, which is the household goods that you can buy at the convenience store. So Japanese convenience stores offer a range of household items, which is called nichiyo yoin, which is toiletries, kitchenware, clothing, and accessories. And while you could simply visit, you know, like a supermarket or an electronics store, the scale of the convenience stores nationwide just makes it so much easier for you to pick up the items while you are like shopping for food or like something to pick up.
In addition to regular fare such as dishwashing soap, toilet paper, and cigarettes, many Japanese convenience stores offer items that you may not find in other countries.
So at Lawson, you can purchase warming eye masks, Uno game decks, and even an electric shaver.
At Family Mart, you can purchase reading glasses, measuring spoons, and emergency underwear.
At 7-Eleven, you can purchase bath towels, Gunpla, which are Gundam model kits, and also snow pants.
Oh man, the convenience of like things to get at the convenience store is like has saved me so much. Like, for example, like going on like trips, and I like forget like my toothbrush.
Oh,
it's there. Or like makeup remover, it's there.
And they have like, everything.
They have everything. Even the makeup is like good quality. It isn't like one of those like makeup remover. I mean, not makeup removers. It isn't one of those like makeup cosmetics that you see from the 99 cent store. It's just like good stuff, like Shiseido.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think the most popular or the most common item I bought was like an umbrella. Because like when it's raining, mm-hmm. you just like buy an umbrella from the convenience store and you're not wet.
I even bought, like, this is so random, but I bought a router. Like a Wi-Fi router. It was it's like a very tiny Wi-Fi router where you can just plug it onto your, like, wall outlet and then just put in the Ethernet cable and then you're good. It's like, emits the Wi-Fi. And it's like so inexpensive from what I remembered. It was like maybe $30 or so. But even though it's convenient, there are stuff that you shouldn't buy, such as like groceries, like vegetables and like fruit are so expensive at a convenience store. Like, but it's so convenient. I get it.
that's what you're paying for, though. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately.
Yeah, another thing that I like. This is like really something I think people look like don't think about mm-hmm. is like, you know, like trash bags in Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah, like trash bags, like just trash and like throwing trash in general is so hard in Japan.
So complicated.
It's so complicated. But like at a convenience store, they have all the trash bags.
The different types, like mm-hmm. one for burnables, one for recycling. But I think Japanese like waste management is very advanced. Like it's very,
very.
Categorized into different like categories, I guess. Whereas like here in North America, you have your three main ones, your organics, recyclables, and waste. Mm-hmm. But there, like they divide it, they break it down into subcategories, I guess. And they have like different types of bags for each, which is why it's, I guess you can buy the different types of bags at the convenience store.
Yeah, they take their recycling very, very seriously. Like if you mess up, they know you mess up and they will come after you.
My neighbors would like check my garbage to make sure I threw it right. You're like, I guess they knew I was like
a foreigner,
not from
a
here,
gaijin.
Right? Yeah, so they're like, they just made like the old aunties would make sure I threw out my garbage. Right?
It was for the best, you know. But yeah, but also it's very frustrating just throwing trash in Japan, because like there's like certain days you can actually like throw away the trash.
Yeah, and then if you miss it, you have to wait like a week or
unlike, I don't know how it is for Canada, but for in the States. Like, for example, when it's trash day, the trash people come in and it's like they throw away, you know, regular trash, your green trash, and then your recyclable trash on the same day.
Oh.
Yeah. But like in Japan, it's like
different days.
Different days or every other week or something like that. And it's so annoying.
We have different days too, I think, for like waste, recyclables, and organics.
Oh, no way. Okay.
But it's not to the level of Japan.
Mm.
I think we're digressing a bit from the household goods.
I know.
We should move on to the song.
Okay.
So our third song of this episode is Maison Days with Hello Hello featuring Yama Nakimushi. And this is from February 2nd, 2021. Japan Top 10. We'll be right back.
Hello was featured in the first episode of the online animated miniseries Rainbow Finder, a promotional anime for 7-Eleven stores.
Maison Day is not just one artist, but it is a collaboration of artists under Sony Music Entertainment, and it was founded in 2021. So the project philosophy is all about the songs of the residents in each room of a 6.5 tatami mat apartment. So 6.5 tatami is equivalent to about 115 square feet. The songs are meant to represent loneliness, depression, and the freedom of artists living in small quarters.
Yama is a singer whose identity is unknown. She has explained that she does not want her identity to influence how her work is judged. She has achieved several top rankings on Spotify Japan for her solo work and collaborations with other artists. She released her first album, The Meaning of Life, on September 1st, 2021.
Nakimushi, which means crybaby, is a solo vocalist, guitarist, composer, and lyricist whose identity is also unknown. According to an interview with Billboard Japan, he said, "I'm an aggregate of things that are not needed to do music, and that's it." He released his first album on February 10th, 2021, and recently collaborated with Yama to create the ending theme for Tokyo Revengers: Tokyo Wonder in July 2nd, 2021.
Yeah, I didn't think this is a convenience store song either, but it's nice. I love it.
It's so soft. And
Yama has a great voice in general. And
a lot of her
songs just like...
I can't recognize. Mm. I didn't know that it was her voice here because in her...
Because her voice in this is softer.
Yeah, it sounds different, which is so diverse, yeah. Like how she's using her voice. I love it.
Yeah, usually her voice is like very powerful, I think, and like cool. And this is like more kawaii.
Yes,
the song you're talking about is Haru wo Sugeru.
Yeah, that's her. Mm-hmm. That's so popular.
Yeah, another good song I like from her is AM 321, I think.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Our fourth topic is services. In addition to food and household items, Japanese convenience stores offer many services for local residents, including banking, printing, postal, and event ticketing services.
With banking services, convenience stores have ATMs that are owned by 7-Eleven or Japan Post, which is Japan's national postal service. And there's options for customers to deposit, withdraw, and transfer money. They can also pay bills through this system. Customers can also print out bills for their utilities, cable service, and pay cash or credit at the register of the convenience store.
You can also do printing services. The convenience stores offer printing services for individual and corporate customers. At 7-Eleven, customers can upload their files to an in-store printer and print on regular photo or postcard paper.
Postal services are also available at convenience stores. You can ship, drop things off, and also pick up things. They also have partnerships with local shipping companies such as Kuroneko Yamato. Family Mart also sells shipping boxes, and customers can send packages, including expedited services and pickup mail.
A fun thing you can do at the convenience store is omikuji, or lottery items. Convenience stores participate in many promotional campaigns with films, animated television shows, video games, amusement parks, idol groups, and other brands. One popular game is Kuji, or short for Omikuji, fortune telling associated with Shinto shrines. For example, Lawson's launched a campaign this past summer with Universal Studios Japan in Osaka. For the price of 700 yen, so around $7 USD, participants could enter a contest to win passes to Universal Studios. Gift cards, movie tickets, and merchandise Kuji are forgiving, as even if you didn't win any big prizes, all participants will at least go home with a mobile wallpaper or package of tissues.
That's so sad.
The tissues is such a ripoff because, you know, you're paying $7 and then you get tissues, right? But I love doing Kuji. It's fun.
It's fun. Like, it's a fun way to pass things. And I know most of the time you're not, like, as lucky to win, like, a grand prize, but you're pretty satisfied with any prize that you get, I think. We have one last service that's available at the convenience store, and those are the entertainment services. So 7-Eleven has this service called 7-Ticket. Lawson has Loppy. Family Mart has Pia. And these are all different types of entertainment ticketing services in which shoppers can search for tickets online and buy them in-store, pay for the tickets at the front counter, and pick up the physical tickets from the cashier to present at events such as museums, art galleries, amusement parks, and concerts. Boy, do I have a story about that.
Oh, okay. Dozo.
All right. I really like to go to concerts, and some of these concerts release tickets at a certain time. Mm-hmm. And you have to line up at these kind of counter services. So it's like a ATM sort of looking thing, and you enter all your information and you search it. And once the clock strikes that certain time, the tickets are released, and you're like clicking fiercely to like get the tickets and buy them. And usually they're sold out in like seconds or minutes. And I think there's this one time I really wanted to buy concert tickets, and this lady was in front of me, and she was like trying to buy tickets too, but because there's only one machine, it's like you're anxiously waiting and there's nothing you can do, and there's probably like a lineup behind you too because everyone wants to buy tickets.
So in that situation, say like that person in front of you didn't get it, right? Would she be like, okay, and the next person goes in, or will she try? Oh, okay.
Everyone's trying, but like there's no point because we all don't get the tickets.
Yeah. For me, I would buy the Ghibli museum tickets.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and you can get it only from Lawson's. And then it's always like the first Tuesday of every month or something like that. And
very strange.
Yeah, it's so weird, but yeah, you can't, for some reason it's like, why can't you just buy the tickets online? But it has to be from like these machines, which is very frustrating. But anywho, I loved services at the convenience store. I would like always buy stuff from Amazon, and I would sometimes pick up my packages from there, or I would pay my packages at a convenience store.
Oh yeah, I would pay my like utility bills at the convenience store. I would get a slip and I'll just go there and pay.
It's so easy.
It's very strange how they're everything is kind of connected to the convenience store.
And another thing that, like, I don't know if you remember this, but say for me, I didn't open a traditional bank account in Japan.
Oh.
So I actually opened a bank account through the Japan Post office. So at
Wait,
the
what?
Yeah, so at the mail office. And the reason why I did that is because, one, my exchange program for some reason didn't aid the students who didn't live on campus so much. So I read online that the JP or the Japan post office was quite easy to open. And when I was in a pinch and then I needed money, I can just go to a Yubin Kyoku or a mail place, or I can just go to any of the convenience stores for the ATM and get my money from there. Yeah, but
convenience stores not just
providing
food, they're also providing banking services.
But also, like, for international, like, tourists, it's very hard to, like, get money off of, like, the ATMs. Like, usually you would have to go to, like, say, like, an exchange counter or some sort. But you can also, fun fact, go to these JP ATMs, the Japan Post ATMs, and then you can actually get money from your own bank account from overseas. But for some reason, you can't do that at, like, a major bank or something like that. But anywho,
I'm not too sure about the logistics of that, but I'm glad that you're able to withdraw money and deposit money through Japan Post.
It's like, it's like so easy, and I don't think I won't mention it.
Okay, don't worry, we still have another topic to go through, so wink wink, nudge nudge, you can
nudge,
bring it
nudge
up.
Nudge.
We're gonna introduce our fourth song of the episode, which is Takeuchi Anna's Ice Cream from August 8th, 2021. Japan Top 10.
マサキだちでキステロ距離のハグも不意打ちのサプライスまるでヒーロー何気ない風景もSo specialいる隙に起きるたらけた Weekendコンビニまでの5分でさえ手を繋げばMy GoHo ピザイスキッパーWhen俺You Babyどれだけ私を夢中にさせるの魔法のアイスクリーム溶け出して消えちゃう前にこっちにおいでって捕まえて二人で踊ろう夢映すなガラクタでも構わないわ Cause we're meant to be キラキラなNight to remember
Takeuchi Anna is a singer-songwriter born in Los Angeles and raised in Kyoto, Japan.
Woo, that's close to you. Or is that where you are?
Yeah, I am. At LA. Oh.
Awesome. So Anna made her stage debut in Austin, Texas, and also sold 200 CDs on an American tour. Her first album, At One, was released on August 8, 2018.
She is inspired by Bump Up Chicken and John Mayer.
The lyrics of Ice Cream refer to holding your lover's hand while going to a convenience store on a lazy weekend.
Okay, we didn't talk about ice cream earlier with the food.
Ice cream as like a whole other category. Let's talk about it now.
Oh, ice cream at the convenience store is so good. There's like so many things.
Different flavors. I know. Okay.
And it isn't cheap. Like, I mean, like, in terms, like, the price is cheap, but I mean, like, in terms of quality, it's a good quality ice cream.
All right, right. We gotta talk. So, like, the ice cream is like individual servings. Like, even the Haagen-Dazs is like an individual serving. It's like 1/5 of a tub or pint of Haagen-Dazs that you would imagine at like a North American store. Mm-hmm. And there's so many different, like, and specialty flavors of Haagen-Dazs there.
Oh, it's so good. My favorite flavor that they released when I was there was the hojicha.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Hojicha is roasted green tea. And in Japan, they have the Haagen-Dazs ice cream sandwiches where it's like an ice cream sandwich with like wafers. And then the ice cream itself is coated with like a hard chocolate. It's so good. Ooh. Yes. But my favorite ice cream was the Isonomi. Do you know those?
What is that?
The packaging is always like a fruit in the front, but the ice cream itself are like little bite-sized like balls.
Is it like Pinot?
It's not Pinot because Pinot is chocolate, right? Chocolate.
Yeah,
and inside,
chocolate-covered ice cream.
But this one is not chocolate-covered. It's like a hard. It's not hard.
Oh, it's like a ball.
It's like a ball, and it has. Like,
I think
fruit.
I know what you're talking about. Yes, like there's different flavors of fruit.
Yes, and then like the seasonality, like Japan goes hard on seasonality of for the fruits. So like winter, they would have like mikan, like oranges.
Mm.
So good.
Oh no.
So good, and I was always, and I just remembered. That because I like if I there was a fruit that I actually like from like the Isonomi, I would like stock it into my freezer. So like when I know that when I know it's not that like, they don't have that flavor for that upcoming month, I'll be like, I have it still, so I'm still happy.
Oh
yes.
First world problems.
I know.
Oh my goodness.
But yeah, they also like sell like really good like soft serve ice cream. Sometimes they have like would you say it's a soft serve? Well, it's like in a waffle cone and then it's like swirled. But it's like packaged perfectly.
Like a drumstick with a swirl.
Yeah, so but a drumstick has like a chocolate coating, but this is not have a chocolate coating.
Like I think they have like a plastic cover, so it's the soft serve isn't damaged or anything.
Yeah, it's like a Dairy Queen, but packaged really nicely.
They're really good though. Surprisingly.
Very good, very good.
Oh, I think do you remember the crunchy ice cream that's more like an icy popsicle and has like this huge guy on the front?
Yes. And then
I really like those too.
Is that the brand where sometimes if you finish it, the popsicle stick tells you if you win another free popsicle?
Maybe. I never so. Noticed.
But yeah, there's like fun gimmicks of that. Like also like mochi ice cream. So
yeah,
good.
How do they get the mochi to be soft still when it's frozen?
It's what's that? I think the brand is like Yuki no Aisu or something like that.
I was gonna say Yuki no Hana, but that's like a song.
I know what you're talking about. It's so good. Yeah, it's like anyways.
Yuki no Fuki. I know they sell it at the American stores. Like
they do,
right?
They do.
Okay, yeah. We're digressing a little too much into ice cream.
too much. Okay, our last topic, we will be talking about what we wish our home country's convenience stores have and what we would want them to adopt from Japanese convenience stores.
My answer is everything.
Everything. Okay, but if you could pick one, what would you want the most?
The food. I just want, like, good food. Like, I want to be able to go to a convenience store and get a good meal.
True.
Because, like, all we have are hot dogs, like, corn dogs, tacos, pizza, slushies here. I don't want that. I want, like, variety, healthy food.
But slushies is like a very like, I feel like it's slushies
a staple.
It's a staple in like convenience stores in the West.
Like
right?
They could do things like seasonal flavors with slushies.
True. And think about like the different collaborations they could do at a convenience
store.
Yeah,
like the, you know how like McDonald's did collaborations with like meals of different celebrities and stuff?
Like BTS?
So they could like, convenience stores can do that too with like their foods.
Yeah. I don't know why it's so different compared to like Japan. Like maybe it's like, maybe it will cost more? I don't think so, but it works really well in Japan.
I think it's like because the US and Canada is so big, everyone's spread out.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe it makes more sense to have like supermarkets and stuff. Like convenience stores are not really convenient in that sense because you would have to drive really far and that's not convenient. Whereas in Japan, it's like everyone lives pretty close together and convenience stores are like mini supermarkets, like the mini everything.
Yeah. Okay, but this is my hot take for Western convenience stores. I don't feel like the convenience stores in the States, for me, it's not convenient for me.
Okay, why? You gotta say why.
Okay, so like versus like when I was in Japan, right? When I was like in a hot pinch, like when I needed something, right? I would like go to the convenience store, like say if I was sick, right? Medicine. Ready there, right? But like the one that I like every time if like I needed something in the States for the convenience stores, they don't have it.
Yes, I agree.
They don't have it. Like for example, I ran out of cat food, right? And then when I got there, I was like, what the heck? There's nothing. I can't get anything. It's only dog food. Or something like that. You know what I mean? Like Japan, like if you need something, it's there.
There's so much variety in the Japan store that the American convenience store doesn't have. I agree 100%. It's like, come on, get your cat food. The cat owners are in the neighborhood.
But yeah, but I do agree with food. I feel like even though like convenience stores in Japan have like a lot of unhealthy food, there are a lot of options for healthy foods as well. And I feel like in the States or in the Western countries, you can't eat healthy at a convenience store.
The shade.
Anywho.
No, I agree. It's like, when you think of a convenience store, you think of like a gas station or like just somewhere where you can like pick up like food, gum, cigarettes, that kind of thing. Lottery tickets, that kind of thing. But you can also buy those stuff like at a supermarket and stuff. Like, and sometimes when you're going like shopping or whatever, it's just easier to pick these things up at like Walmart or whatnot, right? So I feel like the convenience stores here, yes, it's under convenient if Japan is over convenient.
True. They spoiled us. Anywho, our last song of the day is by Brief and Trunks, and the song is called Konbini. And it was released in November 20 of 1999. Japan Top 10.
ノブラですか?ディッディン。ディッディン。ディッディン。さあ、 過ぎれば自動ドアが私のために開いてくれる。エロ本読んでる親父と並んで雑誌読んでから、何を買いに来たわけじゃないけど買うものを探す。24時間コンビニエンス、年中無休のコンビニエンス、公共料金コンビニエンス、コピー早くしてよ、無口なアルバイト、しかも無表情、私はすっぴん、眉毛も描かずに、あんまんください、ちょうど切れてます、じゃあ肉まんでいいわ、かしこまりました。ちょっとお釣りの渡し方、私の手のひら勝手に使い、小銭を文鎮代わりにレシート置くな、財布に入れにくいのよ、ちょっとムカッとしちゃうのよ、そんな時は私からも仕返しするの。おでんください、
何にしますか、何にしますか、レジが混んできた、早く決めてくれ、
卵ください、
卵1つ、
卵ください、
卵2つ、
卵ください、
卵3つ、
以上でいいわ、
卵だけですか、
おつゆ多めに、
かしこまりました、
おいくらですか、
220円です、
1万円から、
小銭はねえのかよ、
1万円から、
小銭はねえのかよ、
話しつけてよ、
かしこまりました、
レシートいらないわ、
いちいちうるせえな、
トイレ貸してよ、
うちにはありません、
あなたはどこでするのよ、
負けました、
なんてことしてるうちに夜はもう終わりを告げて、鶏もなく親が起きる前にお家に帰らなきゃやばい、今夜もまたコンビニ来ようかな、
Konbini was created by the music comedy duo Brief and Trunks from 1999.
The duo was active from 1993 to 2000 and comprised of Takayuki Ito and Makoto Hosone, who met as high school students.
The lyrics of Konbini describe various annoying interactions between a customer and convenience store clerk, such as paying for a 220 yen item with a 10,000 yen bill, and asking the staff to use the washroom, asking for sold out items, and taking a long time to decide at the register.
This is so funny. It's a passive aggressive song.
This is like me.
The song made a comeback on YouTube beginning in 2009 in fan-made videos of anime and video game characters interacting at convenience stores with song playing cut over. Yeah, this is like sounds very familiar.
It's like very, a very relatable.
It's a very like Nico Nico Doga type of like meme type of song, right?
Yeah, completely. It brings you back.
But
is Nico Nico Doga still around?
I believe
so. I haven't heard about that in a while.
I think people have moved to YouTube. But I feel like there probably is.
I could see that too.
Anywho, thank you for listening to our episode of Japanese Convenience Stores. We had a fun time talking about it.
It's a long episode, man.
Very long.
We have a lot of things to say.
Very. Our next episode is going to continue our Listener Appreciation Month, and our brand new episode will include a new indie artist interview, and that will be released next week with Edward and Dean. So don't forget to send in your song requests to us at jtop10.jp. Thank you, and signing out, this was Tassie
and Lydia.
Thank you so much, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.